let's call the Finance Committee meeting to order January 12, 2026 at 6:04. Can I have a roll call, please, Burroughs?
Yes. Milshewski?
Here.
Gatz is absent. Mix?
Here.
Schumacher?
Here.
And Hedman?
Here.
Thank you.
Okay, we don't have any visitors or public comments, so let's get into our new business, which is budget planning.
In your papers, I gave you budget, and this is a spreadsheet that I keep just anytime I add something, so I know what each budget line item kind of looks like. This just helps.
Oh, got it, yeah.
So you can kind of see the notes. And I spoke with Rob, and he will be at the next board meeting. He felt that maybe that would be the better board meeting to come to after we get a tentative, you know, budget. Him and I will get together and put the numbers together, and then he'll bring a budget at our next board meeting, and we can talk as a whole about it. Doesn't have to be passed until April. At the very latest, but we like to try to get it in past March at least. So on this budget sheet here, we're looking at column FY27, and I believe he has put in the first line, the property tax library ops. I believe that might be the current amount that we levy there. Some of these still need to be updated as well, but I will kind of go line by line with this on items that I know. The first item is the library subscription cards. We have $12,000 budgeted there. That's what we had last year as well. Right now, we have collected $7,600 in subscription cards, and I believe that number is lower because our tax rate was lowered last year because of paying off our bonds. So I'm thinking this $12,000 should probably be reduced to $10,000. That's my recommendation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then everything else really looks good on our revenues coming in. So if we want to jump down to salaries and wages, this number, I believe, I've seen from Rob's estimates, this $3,900,000 approximately, this includes, this would be for the current, the new budget we're looking at, this includes a 5% yes, increase. That's historically what we have been doing, and that's just a place marker there, so I just wanted to let you know that that is in there. So I don't know if we want to discuss that now, if we want to go on.
394,899?
Yeah.
Is
that
yes.
Okay. But that's only... Because part-time is below it.
The part-time hasn't been adjusted because I haven't received that from Rob yet. I had to give him an estimation on part-time average hours that they work. So this is the number from last year, or our current year budget.
The 228?
Yes, yes. So I'm not sure what that will be, but I would also recommend the 5 on that as well. I'm double checking, but like I said, I believe we've also been kind of mirroring what the city has been doing for the past, I know, 3 years that I've been doing that.
Is there another headcount added in the full-time wages too?
Yes, that's Megan's, our marketing person, because she started late in the year.
So it was only a partial.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Got it.
And in the part-time salaries that I sent to Rob, I included two new part-time people. Mm-hmm. Because we're maxing out a lot of our part-time people's hours that they can work, like 20 hours, and we can't go over that for IMRF rules, and most people that we try to, when someone wants time off, we don't have anybody to fill that spot, so now we have managers doing that. So if we can get two more part-time people in, that would help tremendously. So I'm going to have him include that in the budget as well.
Okay.
And then he will fill in the retirement, all of the benefits going down to liability insurance. That has to come from the city. Administrative chargebacks, that is no longer, that was Caitlin's position, so that's not relevant on our budget anymore. Trainings and conferences, I think we're keeping that number the same because we're in a good place this year currently, but I would recommend that we increase the travel and lodging because myself and our staff has been doing more traveling to meetings, so we've been paying for mileage. So I would look to try to increase this, and the mileage number has gone up again. So it was 70 this year. I haven't looked at what it is for the next year per mile. So it's quite a lot. I would like to see what adding an extra $1,000 into that would look like in our budget. And if we have to scale it back, then we scale that back. So that travel and lodging then would go to $3,500.
It's 72.5.
72, thank you. Publishing and advertising, we can keep that the same. The telecommunications, I haven't seen any increases, so that can remain the same. Postage and shipping, it looks like we're tracking to meet that number this year, so we'll keep it. Building and ground chargeback, that is for Ted and Jesus' time here at the library. So that has just a small increase over last year. Our dues and subscriptions, the secondary sheet that I have in my notes, I keep track of all of the subscriptions that we keep. And so our number right now is at 18,500. So if we keep it at 20, we have a buffer there.
Mm-hmm.
Professional services, this one I'm wavering on. So my spreadsheet here, I have highlighted IT services. So this is something that Jason and I have talked about, and it's something we really seriously need to look at moving to a professional company for this, which is quite expensive. I spoke with Bart about this, and he put me in touch with who they use, and I said we thought schedule a meeting in February when we get all this other stuff taken care of, but I really want to start that process of getting a professional group in here that response time is quick and we're not having to wait 2 weeks for our IT person to be on site to do the work. Now, I don't know what that'll look like, if it if we do a mixture of both. So at this point, I really can't say. And I was throwing darts at this number. What do you think a realistic number might look like?
I mean, I guess it depends what all you want to include. A lot of them are, you know, what levels of service do you want to bundle in hours? Do you want to pay as you go? Do you want, you know, security? Do you want network monitoring? Do you want, you know, are any of your software subscriptions going to roll into it? So, I mean, I can tell you, you're probably okay with what you have on here, but it depends on what all and how it's structured. So.
So if we keep it at this for right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
With the add right here, right? So the changing. Now, so in your number here, so we have.
This is 85.
But we're currently at 135 this
correct.
Year.
Correct. Correct. So.
Okay.
I don't know where that came. I think because of the fact that we currently are at a very low number for this year,
mm-hmm.
in that we're at like 21,000 that was back in December.
Okay, so he just lowered it.
Yes.
But there's probably some seasonality to that because we probably have things that we only pay once a year.
Correct. Yeah, and they're at the very end of the year. So, I'm not sure.
But we only spent 51 in 2025.
Correct.
So was there an add from, why did we bump it from 51 to 135 last year?
I believe there was, nope, that would be outside.
Oh, did we put the, some of the consultants around the the chiller.
And I included just a $50,000 line item for consultants or whatever.
Got it.
We would hire. I'm not sure what we're planning on doing with that this year either.
Yeah.
When you talk Chris or needing someone to do the space.
That's what we're going to talk about tonight.
Yeah.
And, in our
it's
next meeting.
It's got to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm. And that's where it would come out of.
Okay.
I'd say it's as good a guess. I mean, how long do we have until we need to have the finalized budget? You said
April.
We have those couple of other vendors that we've talked about. We could talk to them just to get some ballpark numbers too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beforehand. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, let's put a pin in that one.
Yeah.
I'll
see what some other libraries too are spending on that have contracted services.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Moving on to legal services, we need to keep something in the budget. And knock on wood, we have not had to utilize him for anything so far but our Narcan policy. So I think we'll just keep that as is. Automation. So this is a big portion of this is our Prairie Cat membership. So I won't know what our price increase is until end of this month. I'm anticipating it to go up 2-3%. So I've kind of included that in this as a guesstimate of just increasing it $1,000 to $28,000. Utilities costs are, I see that this has risen. We had water meters replaced.
Oh, did you get your new bill?
I did, yeah.
They need it different.
So, yeah, I'll be double checking that with the city. It wasn't horrible, but
it was more.
I think keeping this utility number here would be just fine. Yeah. Office cleaning, of course, is going up a little bit this year. We're still under the city's umbrella for that. And I believe they extended it for another year, the contract. Okay, so outside repair and maintenance, that's another big one for us. We had budgeted last year $125,000, and I thought we could decrease that to $100,000 based on our HVAC spend has not been what it used to be in the last few years.
Thank God.
Yeah. So they have 80 here, but I'll put in 100 and see where we stand with that. We don't have paying agent fees anymore because we don't have our bonds. Office supplies, library operating supplies, custodial supplies, I would just leave the same. I don't see a need for an increase in that. Same with computer equipment and software. That I use if you need to purchase any printers or just anything like that. Otherwise, we have this line item also in our capital. Library programming, I would keep that the same. And then when we get down here, the last four lines are our materials for the library. So we have audiobooks and compact CDs. I spoke with our selector and she does not purchase CDs anymore, the music CDs. So we are just going to take that $500 and roll it up into audiobooks for $4,000. DVDs, she felt that was adequate for the time. And then our books are increasing $10,000 to $50,000 because we're taking it out of the last year we had it in our capital fund to pay for books. So every year we've been trying to decrease that. So this is the last year, it's no longer in our capital fund. So that's our operating expense so far. Does anybody have questions or concerns?
Do we know with our new book supplier, is that impacting our cost of books at all?
We haven't seen that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
Yeah. So, flipping it over onto page 3, that we're into the capital fund now. So, we see we have blown our development fees, doubled that, so that's lovely. I think Rob is being conservative again for the following year and keeping it at the 50. Mm-hmm. So then our expenses, next fiscal year, we're going to be purchasing 10 more computers. We do those on a cycle. And then that will be the year that we pay for our switches. They're in our server room. I'm not going to try to explain the switches, but our E-rate consultant went out to bid, and we selected the bidder for that. And so that amount we finally pay for next year in their budget. So between that, the 10 computers, and I put a potential of replacing 2 more printers, I'm at $18,500, which I think is low in case they, I don't know if we should put a buffer in there or...
So $18,000 is what you're projected
to
spend. What do you have per computer as a cost right now?
I believe it was $800.
because there is a shortage right now, and that's all going up this year, and I don't know where it'll be next year, but...
I heard that with the Dell. I got...
With all of them,
okay.
Yeah.
I ordered, like, the month before.
Yeah, so they're projecting all the costs to go up as much as, like, 50%.
Jeez.
Really?
Yes. It's because of all the AI infrastructure, the chips are going into that, which means computer memory is...
Do we want to double this 8,000 to 16?
Well, you said you were projecting it at 18,000, you said?
Total. Four switches, computers,
right,
and two printers.
But on here we have 50,000. Were you going to drop that, or...?
Well, I don't know where this number came from.
Oh, okay.
It came from the city. So,
if it's at 18, I mean, I'd maybe call 25 and keep it there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Was there anything else? Because we're also going to drop, like, the number of public computers, right? You talked about that. Mm-hmm. And then was there anything else on the hardware life cycle? My only other thought is if you're going to be looking at potentially changing support or adding support, you might want to give a little buffer if they have certain things that they...
That's what I was wondering, if they might...
Because software licensing, like, if, you know, for other backups or other security software, or...
Yeah.
Might want a little wiggle room in that, and then... So maybe call it 30?
Okay, yeah. I'm good with that. And then building improvements is the last one, Tim.
How many years ago did we do the access point?
Well, that's the next.
That's next.
That's
next
year.
Next year,
yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, access points. So building improvements. The only other improvement that I know of that might come up is the replacement of these units in this room. But we just did a fix on the heating elements, and it's working good, no problems. So I struggle with replacing it when it's working correctly. So I'm going to have to talk with Jesus on this and see what his recommendation for building improvements would be for here.
My other thought is if we're going to be doing our space planning.
That's
right.
That's going to, whatever comes of that, there's probably going to be some walls that might potentially need to be added or moved or...
Yeah.
So we should probably allow for budget.
Yeah. It's not, if we don't use it, it's still there.
Right.
It rolls back into our fund, so.
Oh, yeah.
But I agree. There might be things like a checklist that we could take care of right away. So, any suggestion on a number you want to put here?
Sharon.
Do I have
no idea.
To
exactly. Me.
I'll also speak with Jesus if he sees a need for anything right now. But you know, we replaced our chiller. Our chiller. We have replaced all our LED lighting. We've replaced our IT room unit. Those are the three, big three, right off the top of my head. So,
how about the boilers? I know we had some...
We had some issues with them. And I think that's where the repair and maintenance bill was bigger that one year. So far this winter, I have not had them have a problem, an issue. So.
But as far as, like, plant, because there's... Three, or is there two?
There's two boilers.
Yeah.
So it's like a redundancy thing where one, they're not usually running at the same time. Sometimes they are on the really, really cold days. But, yeah.
But as far as like the longevity?
Those were I thought they said 25, 30 a year.
Okay.
That's what that older capital improvement plan that we had done back in 2017, I think, the city did. I think that's what they set the lifespan on those for. So, I'm good with leaving this number for now, and I'll see what Jesus has to say as well. Okay. So, I'll get with Rob, put these numbers in, and then we will come back with what it looks like. Does anybody have any other questions, concerns? No? Excellent.
So we don't need an executive session. We don't have, well, we did all of our business. So it's 6:30, and make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.